This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has circulated a rival UN Security Council resolution that would support a temporary ceasefire in Gaza after rejecting an Arab-backed resolution. The Arab plan demands an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the conflict-wracked territory. The U.S. draft resolution, obtained Monday by the Associated Press, would underscore that a temporary ceasefire, as soon as practicable, requires the release of hostages taken from Israel after Hamas's October 7th attacks. It also calls for lifting all restrictions of delivery and humanitarian aid. A top United Nations court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Karen Shamas tells us more.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Shamas.
More than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza in the five-month Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said on Monday that its troops had taken up new defensive positions in the east after retreating from the captured town of Avdiivka and were repelling Russian attempts to develop more of an offensive. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
Military footage released by Ukraine shows scenes from the battlefield, including Ukrainian soldiers barricading inside industrial buildings. Andriy Tirin, a commander in the 110th Brigade, said Russia has exhausted the defenders. Video released by Russia's defense ministry on Monday showed strikes on Avdiivka's coke plant, now under Russian control. Avdiivka's fall handed the Kremlin its biggest battlefield advance since May, when Bakhmut was captured.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's widow on Monday directly blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for her husband's death, saying Putin had killed them and robbed their children of a father. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah.
Yulia Navalny has said she will continue to fight for a free Russia and called upon opposition supporters to battle President Vladimir Putin with greater fury than ever. Her message was posted on Alexei Navalny's YouTube channel in a 9-minute video titled, I Will Continue the Work of Alexei Navalny. Authorities said the 47-year-old opposition leader died suddenly in an Arctic prison on Friday after allegedly falling unconscious on a walk. Navalny was serving a 3-decade sentence. The whereabouts of his body are still unknown, but citing an investigator, an ally of Navalny, Ivan Zdanov, said on Monday tests on his body would take 14 days to complete.
Tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia escalated over the weekend following allegations by the Somali president, Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, that Ethiopian security forces tried to bar him from attending the African Union summit in Addis Ababa. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
The claims by Mahmoud escalated tensions that are already running high. Because of an agreement signed New Year's Day, the Memorandum of Understanding would grant landlocked Ethiopia access to the Gulf of Aden to build a naval base. In exchange, according to Somaliland, Ethiopia would recognize it as an independent state. Ethiopia, however, said it would merely consider that possibility. Somalia, which is still considers Somaliland part of its territory, is insisting the agreement be cancelled. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.